These are notes on, that I am doing for Mary Alma Sullivan's essay on Mundelein College, Mary Alma BDM, who was also my friend and my co-editor on the review. My full name, this is number one, here we go. My full name is Joan Therese Holland, which is my maiden name. I resumed my maiden name at the end of my second marriage, which was in 1976. I've been single since 76, so that entitles me to be Joan Holland again, right? My degree, I graduated in 1951 from Mundelein College. My degree was in English journalism. That was a split major. And I also had a split minor in psychology and philosophy. What a mess. But it all worked. It all ended up working out in the end. Number two, family background. I was born in Chicago and grew up in Evanston. My mother was a Canadian from Ontario and also from Saskatchewan. That's where she lived later on. My father was born in Chicago, in Ravenswood. And my mother and father met in New York when my mother returned from studying at the Royal Academy of Music in London at the age of 18. She had won a scholarship as a violinist to study there for a year and possibly two, and she had earned the second year but decided to come back, and she stayed at the Parnassus Club in New York and there met my father. Both my parents, my brother and I, worked all of our lives, I think. I had one brother, Richard. My mother was playing in public when she was four. My father, after the crash, when they came back to Chicago from New York to stay with my father's parents, went to work for the Commonwealth Edison Company, and that's where he stayed for the rest of his life until he died. My dad and my brother were both in the Navy. My dad in World War I and II, and my brother in World War II. Mother, dad, and brother have all died, and here I am. Okay. During the war, I was sent away to boarding school at the age of 12. I went to boarding school in Canada. Some of my grand cousins, grand aunts, started Loretto Academy in Hamilton, and I knew them, and they were one of them at least, who was my friend when I was in boarding school. I stayed there all the way through to the end of junior year and came back to Chicago to go to St. Scholastica's for my last year. I came to attend Mundelein College, that's number three. I came to attend Mundelein College, I gotta go back. Growing up time, number two. My brother and I were both models. Our pictures were in all of the Sears catalogs and stuff from the time we were little kids. And when I was five, my mother took me to California, and I won a part in the part of Patricia Ziegfeld in The Great Ziegfeld, which turned out to be, in 1996, to be a an Academy Award winner, best film. And then mother went back to Chicago and got my brother. And the three of us stayed in California for a long time, for a year, year and a half. And we both were in movies. We had lots of little parts. I was in 8. My brother was in 7. He got into radio. And when we came back to Chicago, we were both in radio. I was doing commercials. And he had real, real parts. And he had a show, The Bartons, that was on every night at dinner time for 2 years at least. So when it was all over, after my brother had been in the Navy and he had been through the University of Chicago and Northwestern, he had 2 degrees, he went on to New York and stayed there as a writer, as an actor, TV. And I went on to Mundelein and graduated. And married. Number three, how I came to attend Mundelein College. That was sort of a foregone conclusion. I had always heard that it was a good school, and they liked me because I had a good basic education from a Canadian school, which is a pretty good background. And so I went on to Mundelein. I had my family there, and I hadn't been with my family since I was 12 years old, so that was a pretty good deal. Okay, number 4, activities, events, or experiences I found most satisfying. Time spent working on the Mundelein Review was the most satisfying, I think. And that's where I learned so much. And from my mistakes, mostly. and in creative writing classes. I enjoyed those so very much. Most of the creative writing classes I took were with Sister Mary Irma Corcoran. And she was such a delightful teacher. I will never forget her. I see her now that she's in the nursing wing in Dubuque. Most challenging, history classes and Greek. And I think that's enough. History, Greek, and on a brief time I spent as a biology major, I decided it was beautiful to see things through a microscope and watch little spore pods open up and all this stuff. And I announced that I was going, after all, I was going to be a biology major. And the department head said, well, good luck, dear. I really needed it. I didn't have that kind of mind. I just liked the beautiful part. The most frustrating, the most enriching were the Shakespeare and creative writing and poetry classes. And the most frustrating part of attendance in any school for me was socializing. It was very hard for me to understand people my own age, especially following 5 years in a convent school. And before that, even in grammar school, my best friend from third grade, Margie Coughlin Schuchbreiter, was the only one who understood me, because that had gone on since third grade. It was hard adjusting. It was hard knowing how to act. These girls had been together for a long time, most of them. If not, they had become, oh, I don't know, smart. They had become socially smart. They knew how to act, what to say, how to behave, and how to learn lessons from what didn't work. I didn't know any of this stuff. I think they thought I was standoffish and superior, and I was none of those things. I was just frightened. It's still out like that. My relationships with my class, with my faculty members, they were easy. I liked 98% of my teachers, and they knew how and what kind of social trouble I was in, and they were really neat. And there were many of them who taught me about behavior, about getting a grip on my own personal good stuff. With it, and there was some. Irma, I think, was my best friend among the faculty, and still is. Sister Mary Polycarp also, she was marvelous, and Sister Mary Donald, even though I had a hard time learning Greek, she was great. And there were many others. Where were we? Between the with the faculty members. Relationship with different classmates. I think I've talked about that. I didn't have as much trouble with the people in my department. I mean, writers and similar creative types have a language of their own and a way of behaving that I did understand, and they did their best to understand me, I think. But as I say, they had a kind of maturity that I didn't have. And maybe we'll never have. But I did have a sense of psychology that nobody understood. I just began to understand it. I have learned how people work and how people's interiors work, especially with my Jungian studies. I've been doing Jungian studies with friends here in Rock Island for about 14 years, and we're quite close. I think we're close. But psychology and philosophy were so important to me always that I think I'm going to muddle through some way. What ways has your life been influenced? Let's see, what did you do, number seven? What did you do in the first 10 years following graduation? I worked for a year at Meyerbolt Advertising. I learned a lot there about what I was going to need in my life. And I got married the following year, and the rest is history. I had 7 babies in 9 years. And we all still haven't recovered from that. Wonderful Catholic behavior, right? But I'm glad I had them, and they're glad I had them. So, relationships among us are wonderful, and also with my first husband are very, very good. In what ways has your life been influenced? That's number 8, by the years spent at Mundelein College. I learned, as I said, to have a great respect for psychology and also religion, straight up religion. And then after Vatican II, I began to see why I was doing what I was doing. I gathered a sense of social responsibility, and I got that at Mundelein right there. It was very important, and later on in the 70s and 80s, it led me into the peace movement, where I clung for some years along with my Jungian studies. We had quite a peace movement here in the Quad Cities, in Davenport, Rock Island, Moline, East Moline. And we met regularly, and we marched, and we stood on the ramparts at the arsenal, where I live about a mile from the arsenal right now. I still shiver when I go across that bridge. Let's see. Number 9. Describe in general what your view of education you received at Mundelein was in the environment in which you lived for 4 years. I think I got an excellent education. I learned to think. I learned compassion. I learned to take responsibility for my part of the world, as well as the people next door. If it had not been for what I learned, what I absorbed at Mundelein, I don't think I'd have gone on the peace march. That was in 1989. This might have been my response to being alone after my parents and my brother died. But I was encouraged to go on the peace march, and my people of peace, my friends, encouraged me, and I gathered up some money and had some help with that from spiritual side of my experience. In other words, when I needed the money, it was there. Ended up in a couple of three different offices, one in Philadelphia, one in Washington, and where else? I believe I worked in New York City for a while. It was just an unreal situation. You felt like you were in a dream all of the time. I wrote a brochure in Washington. I found out about the news building, which is where you can contact every newspaper in the world just by putting out a little press release. It was great. It was great. And finally we walked into Washington, and I was well for that. I was sick a lot of the time. I walked into Washington and ended up at Catholic U, and standing behind me. At the final rally in the gym was Marge Schufreiter's son, Jim. Among the thousands of people who finished that march, there was Jim calling my name. He took me to the dorm where he was a manager and took care of me until it was time to go home. I will never forget that. Number 10. Well, it seems to me I would go for A. The Mundelein College environment during my college years supported both my religious tradition and the climate of social responsibility. Oh, heck, I think I had a head start, though, because I felt very much alone as a small child, and I was very much taken with the mass, with the just with religious experience of all kinds. From the time I was a little tiny kid. But also, then again the convent boarding school. That was a big time experience and a long time. And so I was pretty ready for. Pretty ready for a further Catholic education, and I've been told that I have a lot of pre-Vatican II leanings because of that, and a lot of religion I really don't understand. How can I say that right? I do understand, but it seeped in. It was something that came, you know, almost genetically. So I think Mundelein just followed through on that and gave me a little more maturity, possibly, for the way I responded. Not entirely, but I think, for all I have learned, I have managed to forgive the trespasses, more or less, and understand where people come from when they do damage to me and mine, which isn't very often. But I also think that, on the side here, Mundelein helped me prepare very well for what I encountered, or what I invited into my life after I got out of school. That's the other part of it. I'm proud of that. I think Mundelein did a good job. I had a great deal of stress and heartache and poverty, which went away finally. But I learned how to take hold when something presented itself. I had a chance. I ran my own advertising agency all those years, 20-some years. And when something presented itself to me, for instance, I had a chance to run a service called CityLine. I think they have it at the Trib in Chicago. We had it here, and I was able to start it. And it was a telephone information service. People called a number and got any kind of information they wanted. And I saw to it that the information for the poor and the homeless and the needy and all that stuff got on CityLine. Earth Alert got on CityLine. I got an award from the Sierra Club for that. An hour and a half of information or something like that on the needs of the current Earth. But also, I got all of the school children for a while. All of the school children on this side of the river were given boxes, and their teachers could call the boxes. This kind of thing, I think, was such an opportunity, such an incredibly great opportunity. And I was able to respond to it. I had a sense of trust in myself that I knew what was needed in this community, and I did it. Things like that come along and you have a chance to do what I kind of think I'm supposed to do here. I don't think I'm through. I'm 68 years old. I don't think I'm through. I keep moving. I've just become an artist. I just said I'm an artist. I have 3 shows coming up this year. I've had pieces in the paper, naturally, about what I'm doing. I started with miniatures. I'm moving on up. I'm going to make big pictures now. And I thank you for being interested in what's going on with all of us. As I say, I appreciate my education. I'm sorry to see it end for Mundelein, and I hope that the women's studies have great success.